Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone gathered to worship. Greetings in Jesus' name. Enjoyed the service so far with each one that spoke. Dwayne's, cling to the vine instead of yourself. Very good thought. And Jared, your thoughts, I appreciated. Brian, the Sunday school, everything was, all went well. This morning, I'd like to, if you could turn to Deuteronomy, for a verse that I want to read, Deuteronomy 33. Thinking about Christmas, that's over. Thinking about the new year coming up. And I'm glad we celebrate Christmas. Jesus came as a baby. If he wouldn't have, he wouldn't have died. So thankful for that. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25 says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So I titled the message this morning, Iron Shoes for Rough Roads. And here was a prophecy given by Moses, and it was the tribe of Asher, just before his death. And God promised him posterity. And if you look at the land, it was pretty fertile land and a good place to make a living. Different ports coming in. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy day, so shall thy strength be. So I'd like to look at that a little bit this morning, and also toward the end, how can we be joyful and happy all year? We say Happy New Year's. What will the road be like this year? What will our lives be like this year? And thinking about the new year, 2026. Will the road be bumpy, rough, or easy? None of us really know the answer to that. If the road is really easy, velvet slippers would probably be fine, or thick socks. But here it's saying, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. I believe we could all say that we had some days already that was rough, uneven days. But I believe overall we had, you could say, a good year. Receive God's in the future. He can see everything. And I believe, I'm sure we'll walk on some rough roads this year. So we need good footwear to travel on rough roads. And that's what it talks about here. The shoes shall be iron. Some of us might have steel-toed, but these here are 100% iron. We need iron and brass shoes because the road ahead will be rocky and dangerous sometimes. The path is sometimes treacherous and difficult. And wouldn't we say a lot of that is because of Satan? He also would love to have us. But God gives us great promises because the road itself is difficult, steep or hard to climb sometimes. And I believe God wants us to march forth, be conquerors. The good news is when God puts a hard road or a bumpy road in front of us, he gives us iron shoes for the journey. I like the last part of this verse. That's where we're going to stick most to. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's a wonderful promise that each one of us has this morning. So I like the word there. It says days, not day. I want to just look in that just a little bit here. To me, that means three things. As thy days. First of all, God will give strength for each individual day in the year ahead. January 1st, January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. Or you could say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. God will give strength for each day. There's 31 days in January, 28 days in February, 31 in March, 30 in April, 31 in May, on down through. Strength for each day. I think that's one thing he's saying here with being plural. The second thing is, God will give strength for every kind of day that we face. I doubt if each one of us wakes up every day for 365 days and is the same. Sometimes there might be sad days, days that might be frustrating or heartache, might have days that are, you know, sad, tears, pain. Then there's days that are filled with joy and happiness. Of course, as we mature, we should grow out of being grumpy mornings. Little children, I think it's easier for them. They might have a cold or fever or sickness. But I think he's talking about that here. He gives strength for every kind of day. So the first point was he gives a strength for each day, individual day. The second point is every kind of day that he gives us, he'll give us strength for. Thirdly, God will give strength to all our days until the end of days. We will run out of days before we run out of God's strength. Isn't that amazing for us this morning? Will the cares of this world get us down? Fear not, God's strength will equal your days. Will you have hard days? Fear not, God's strength will equal your days. Will you have days of sickness? Fear not, God's strength will equal your days. Will you have days of doubt and confusion? Fear not, God's strength will equal your days. Strength for the new year. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. What is our all-knowing, unlimited, never-failing God trying to tell us in the year 2026? I believe God's strength will be there when we need it. We will never find a day when God's strength is lacking. We will have strength as long as we live. And we don't need to look anxiously ahead. Just like the children of Israel, we all know those stories. They had a cloud by day and a fire by night as they were going across the desert. Let's remember God goes before his people. He's not only with us, God is with us this morning, but he knows what's going to happen next month, January and February. He knows what will happen all year long. Are you worried about next week? Forget it. He's already there. How about next month or June or September? Don't sweat it. He's already there. What about a crucial meeting coming up? You may as well sleep good. God's already there. What about a tough decision that looms ahead of you? Fear not. He's already there. It's a precious promise that we can have. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. What else can we learn from this verse? Take each day as it comes. Don't try to force the future. Let God lead. Do not be full of anxious care. Do each day what God gives you to do. Rejoice in the Lord always and run to the cross. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. God will not put you in an unbearable situation in 2026. But he may put you in a situation that seems unbearable, so we will turn to him. So I believe we can go forth into the new year with confidence, hope, and joy. We cannot succeed this year without Jesus Christ. I think we all know that. We just celebrated the baby Jesus, Christmas. So thankful that he was born. He grew up as a little boy and a man, and he died for each one of us that we can be saved. So this morning, it's all about the cross. If you are tired of your sin, run to the cross. If you want a new start, run to the cross. If you need hope and encouragement, run to the cross. If you want to meet Jesus, run to the cross. I believe the captain of our salvation has caused us to put our iron shoes on and go by faith to help others get saved in 2026. March forward by faith. Now I'd like to turn to Philippians. Turn to Philippians 4. I'd like to read a few verses, most of the chapter there. Philippians 4. There's some good verses here. How can we be joyful and happy all year long? Philippians 4, verse 1 through 13. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Paul is saying here, stand fast in the Lord. Verse 2, I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I believe he's saying there, get along with each other. Have the same mind. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other many fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. You can see they're working together. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, verse 4. No matter what, can we rejoice in the Lord? Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. I believe they're saying there that the Lord's coming back soon. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Or what are we? Are we moderate in our eating, sleeping, working? Verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be virtue and if there be praise, any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I believe verse 11, he learned to be content. I believe he had his ups and downs. Verse 12, he knew how to abound and to be abased, hunger, to suffer need. I believe there is a lot of unhappy people walking the streets. I don't know how it is with you. Different times there at the shop, I'll ask them how they're doing, or they'll ask me how I'm doing. And sometimes it's just, you're doing fine, or God's been good. There are different times that I would say, well, if I'd be any better, I'd be triplets. Or if I would be any better, I'd need to take medication, and I don't want to do that. And that can really get people. Then I usually ask them how they're doing. So I had 8 people this past year, their response after I ask them how they're doing. The one said, I got cancer, how can I rejoice? Was one response. You don't know what I'm going through, was another one. How can I be cheerful when my marriage is falling apart? Was another one. God seems so far away, was another one. If you lived with my wife, you wouldn't be happy either, was another response. Another response was, my children drive me nuts. It's another response. If I had more money, I'd be happy. It's another response. People have mistreated me, and I am not going to be happy until I get even. So there's a lot of unhappy people, but sometimes our circumstances are less than ideal, you would say. But we can still be joyful and happy all year long. It's a verse I would like to read yet in closing, Proverbs. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Proverbs 4. Verse 18 reads like this, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I like that verse. I was just thinking about that a little bit. The path of the just, which would be the path of the righteous. We start our journey with Christ, and he provides the iron shoes because of the road. And from heaven to earth is filled with many dangers and snares, but there's always light enough to take the next step. Even for the young Christian, there's light. But I like how he says it here, as we walk with the Lord, I believe the light keeps getting brighter. It says here, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And I think it keeps shining brighter till we walk from earth to heaven, and that's the brightest. Christ's feet were pierced with nails that we might have iron shoes for the road. Just think about that a little bit. Christ's feet were pierced with nails that we might have iron shoes for the road. May God help us to press on to know the Lord better in 2026. Let's kneel for prayer.